new channel for the development of devotion as well as agriculture, education, everything. It is all together development for the public. First, I would like to ask a question. What is a message to our Telugu public in Andhra Pradesh and the Telangana states?
Oh, you forgot. Almost forgot to say Telangana there. Takes a little time getting used to it, doesn't it? Well, the message is basically the same message that we have to give to everyone. It's the message that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, spoke to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. It's the message for every jiva. Some jivas are in the body of Telugu, some are in the body of Pakistani, some are in the body of cats and dogs. But we're all living beings, we're all part and parcel of, all connected with Krishna, Bhagavan. And our real self-interest lies in understanding that. As long as we don't understand who we are, where we've come from, where we're going to, why we're suffering in this world, then whatever else we try to do will simply be a failure. Parabhavastavad abodhajata yavanna jignyasata atmatattvam, as is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As long as we do not try to understand who we are, then whatever else we do is simply a waste of time, futile. Just to give an example, recently there's been a lot of agitation in the area which is now known as Telangana State to have Telangana State separated from Andhra Pradesh. But the real problem that people face here is not the political separation of Telangana from Andhra Pradesh. The real problem that everyone faces, as Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Whether you die in an area that's designated in Telangana or Andhra Pradesh, it doesn't really matter. The fact that we have to suffer repeated birth and death is the overwhelming problem that we all face. And anything else in the name of education, political adjustment, or national development, social welfare, education, agriculture, anything that's attempted to improve human society without recognizing that our real problem is that we're suffering in this world and we should get out of this situation, everything is actually ridiculous. It's like driving a car. You're driving straight into a brick wall and you're adjusting the seat so you can be comfortable in the seat.
See, now people are looking for moksha.
Are they? People? Which people? Where are they?
See.
Where are they? Let them come.
Without going to temples and without doing prayer.
Where are the people looking
what
for moksha?
Right path?
I see they're all looking for money and fashions and watching TV. I don't. Where are the people looking for moksha?
They don't want to do the devotional things, but they want to get the moksha.
Yeah.
What is the best path?
Cheating.
Cheating.
They want to get the benefit without doing the work. They want to win the lottery. But if we want the advantages of spiritual life, then we have to engage in spiritual life. We have to do sadhana. It's not that just by walking down the street you can get the benefit of moksha. But actually, even more important than moksha, getting freed from this material world, is bhakti. Bhakti is not a means, it's an end. That means that as spiritual living beings, we all are meant for loving Krishna.
See, being a Britisher, you have been following for 45 years ISKCON and Krishna. What is the solution for all the problems in society which we are facing now?
Well, the solution lies in the question. You've said, I'm a Britisher, and you're thinking, I am an Indian. How old are you, sir?
No, it is not because of...
No, I'm asking you.
Pardon.
Getting to this point, how old are you?
I am 42.
You're 42, all right. And you're Indian?
Yeah, born in India.
Born in India, okay. So where were you 43 years ago?
I don't know. That.
You don't know. Were you Indian? You don't know. You might have been Chinese, or you might have been on another planet. And in another 43 years, you might still be in the same body, maybe. But not after 143 years. So we identify with the body. We think, I am the body. I am Indian. This one is British. But we don't understand that we all are eternal living beings, eternal Atma. We have our eternal relationship with Krishna. So as long as we think of ourselves in terms of the body, which we are not, then we have to get born again and again and again. So Bhagavad Gita is the spiritual education by which we understand that we are not the body, and therefore that more important than dealing with the needs of the body, which also have to be dealt with, is to deal with the needs of the soul.
No, if you want to deal with the needs of soul, what is the best path? How can you give? What is the best message you can give to the public?
Yeah, the need of the soul is for yoga. Yoga doesn't mean just some exercises, but yoga means to link with the Supreme. Bhagavad Gita is yoga shastra. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks of karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, bhakti yoga. And Krishna therein clearly states, yoginam api sarvesham madgatein antaratmana shradhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamo mataha. Krishna says that of all the yogis, the best is the one who with great faith, placing his very faith and his very life within me, is linked with me in yoga, in bhakti yoga. So the best path is bhakti, according to Bhagavad Gita, which is the best pramana, the best shastra, the best evidence. And bhakti yoga is best executed in this age by chanting the holy names of Krishna, especially the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And studying Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Do we have a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is, Andy? Here it is. What is it? Yata Tatam. Yeah, in Telugu. Yeah, this is the edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Telugu, in Bhagavad Gita, what is it? Yata Tatam. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who brought this culture of Krishna consciousness to the whole world.
See, you are following Krishna and you are saying, what is the meaning of true religion?
Yeah, the meaning of true religion is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaitukya pratihataya yatma suprasidati. It's clearly defined therein that for every living being, the supreme dharma, Krishna doesn't say Hindu dharma or Christian dharma or Islam, but that by which we give all our devotion to Krishna without any personal motive, that will satisfy our soul. Otherwise, if we go to pray, mostly people go to temples or churches or mosques or in the home or wherever, they pray, God give me this, God give me that. But God, we should not approach as our order supplier. Anyway, he's feeding, in the jungles there are elephants, they eat a huge amount every day. Krishna is supplying. The ant comes out of the hole, gets a little bit of sugar. Krishna is supplying. So we should have faith that Krishna will look after us and we simply have to give our heart to him. That is the highest religion.
See, on the name of religion, now in the world, people are fighting and making some crusades and killing one another. And what is your message to stop these problems and...
Yeah, well, this all, the fighting in the name of religion or fighting in the name of anything, all arises from dehatma buddhi, or the bodily concept of life. In other words, in thinking that I am this body, I am Nijo Paroveti. I am, this is me, this is, these are my people, and these are others. But Garana Laghu Chetasam, those who think like this, they are Laghu Chetasam, I mean small minded. And the opposite of that is Vasundhaiva Kutumbakam. We are all of the same family because God is our Supreme Father. So it's really a lack of knowledge. People take religion as a kind of blind faith, but we require to be educated in spiritual knowledge. We find in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna didn't tell Arjuna that you have to just believe this with blind faith. Mostly people take religion as blind faith, but the approach of Bhagavad Gita is quite different. Krishna gives Arjuna spiritual knowledge, and he wants Arjuna to understand it and to act on the platform of intelligence and knowledge. But most of what goes on in the name of religion nowadays is simply blind faith. I was raised in a Catholic family, and according to the more fanatical part of Catholicism, all the Protestants have to go to hell. And the Protestants say that the Catholics have to go to hell. And all the Christians say that the non-Christians have to go to hell. So it sounds like very dangerous. If you're not in the right camp, you have to go to hell. But there's no intelligent way of understanding what God actually wants. And they also say that you have one life and then it's all finished. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I came to understand that actually God is not so cruel that he burns us in hell forever, but he gives us many chances to come to perfection. In other words, we get born again and again until we come to the proper standard. So this fighting in the name of religion, it's the same as fighting in any terms. It's just thinking, this is my religion is better than your religion, these people are, they deserve to be killed, anyway they're going to burn in hell, so we might as well just send them a little earlier. It's all based on foolishness and hatred, which are not godly qualities.
See, in the present scenario, even small children...
Actually, another thing I should say, that we're very concerned about people killing each other, but we don't think anything of the daily slaughter of millions of animals, birds, fish. Because we slaughter other living beings, then by the laws of karma, we'll be forced to slaughter each other. So if you're worried about humans killing each other, then the humans should stop killing the animals also.
Yeah.
Tit for tat. For every action, there is a reaction.
You mean to say everybody should be non-vegetarian so that they can stop killing animals?
That would be better. Why should we kill animals for the benefit of the tongue? We can live happily and peacefully and healthily without eating meat. So it would be better.
See, in present scenario in the world, most of the rapes are occurring and crimes are occurring. People, is it not because of religion is coming, means devotion is coming down? If they grow to temples...
Yes, that's a fact.
What is your solution for that?
Well, this is predicted 5,000 years ago in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavan Vedvyas described that in Kali Yuga, or the present age of degradation, all good qualities will decrease day by day. Tatas chanudanam dharma satyam shocham dayakshama kalena balina rajan nang shantyayor balang smritihi. In every day of Kali Yuga, every day dharma will decrease, truthfulness will decrease, cleanliness will decrease, tolerance will decrease, kshama, compassion will decrease, lifespan will decrease, intelligence will decrease, and bodily strength will decrease. You see, people are getting weaker and weaker. So what's the solution for all of this? The solution is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nas, Jeva Nas, Jeva Nas, Jeva Gatir Anyata. In Kali Yuga, people have to chant the holy names of Krishna. There's no other way. People are not fit in the modern age for performing very severe austerities or for understanding very difficult philosophy. Everyone should chant the name of Krishna. Or if they're in some other tradition, they can also chant the name of Christ or Allah, whatever.
Do you mean to say for all the problems, solution is only Hare Krishna name is the solution?
Yeah, that's the solution. We should chant Hare Krishna. That will purify the consciousness. All problems, they come about from poor consciousness. Consciousness that is filled with calm, crowd, lobe, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, illusion. So consciousness, if it's purified by chanting the names of Krishna, the pure names of God, then we won't cause trouble to others. So that's, of course, some practical measures have to be taken also. But the root cause of all problems is polluted consciousness, and polluted consciousness is purified by chanting the names of God.
See, particularly in temples, only one community, maybe Brahmins are going to the temple, are allowed to enter in every area, but remaining lower castes are not allowed. So what is your message to the people who are working as a lower caste or lower caste people? How can you develop them?
How can we develop the lower caste? Well, I'm lowest caste. I'm not even in the Hindu system at all, so I'm outcast altogether. But in Krishna consciousness, because it's on the platform of Atma, there's no consideration of the caste. That's only to do with the body. That's nothing to do with Atma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nicha jati nahe Krishna bhajane ajoga, shatkul bipra nahe bhajane ajoga. Je bhaje she boro abhaktahino cha Krishna bhajane nahik jat kul adi bicha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that someone who is born in a so-called lower caste, they're not disqualified. Do you want me to hold that? No? They're not disqualified from Krishna consciousness, and simply to be born in a high caste is not in and of itself a qualification. Whoever worships Krishna, that is the best qualification, and whatever else you may do, if you don't worship Krishna, you're just wasting your life. So we don't have any such discrimination in terms of caste or any such thing. We have anyone here from Brahminka? We have Ramanda, he's from Brahmin caste. Anyone else? Oh, you're also Bengali fish eater Brahmins. Huh? You're also Telugu Brahmin. I didn't know. Now I know. Otherwise, what does it matter? I'm in this room, I'm the lowest in terms of caste. And then the others, whatever they may be. What does it matter?
For worshipping God, there is no criteria for the caste and there is no value to the caste. Any caste guy can worship the God and become a good devotee and get the moksha in life. And he can be very happy in this life.
Well, what do we learn from Shastra? You've all heard the name, for instance, of Shabari and Guha in Ramayana. What to speak, Hanuman and the monkeys, they're even lower than humans, but Lord Rama accepted their bhakti. There were Brahmins also. The Vishwamitra is there in Ramlila. Sumantra, the minister of Lord Rama. So Krishna, he accepts everyone. There may be, in human society, there may be divisions. Definitely there have to be divisions. Some people are suited to be priests. Some people are suited to be workers. But in the matter of bhakti, there's no discrimination.
Okay, finally, what is a simple solution to the public to become perfect in their life and to reach bhakti or holiness?
Well, that is that I've been saying all along. You chant the names of Krishna and live our life according to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana. Take proper guidance how to do so.
His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami cheptunnadi endante idanniki prati problem ki society lo unna prati daniki solution only Hare Krishna namamu. Hare Krishna namam tappa inkem ledu. మీరు చేస్తున్న క్రైములు తగ్గాలన్నా ఈ సొసైటీలో ఉన్నటువంటి చెడు తగ్గాలన్నా ఒకటే ఒకటి సొల్యూషన్, అది భగవద్గీత, హరే కృష్ణ తప్ప ఇంకేం లేదని చెప్తున్నారు. కెమెరామెన్ సృజన్తో ఎంఎస్ గౌడ్ అమరగాని. థ్యాంక్ యూ సార్.
హరే కృష్ణ. సమ్ పీపుల్ మే ప్రొటెస్ట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఇంప్రాక్టికల్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఇంప్రాక్టికల్, ఇట్స్ వెరీ ప్రాక్టికల్. Anyway, we can discuss that some other time.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank Hare Krishna. Give him some prasadam. Give them all prasadam. You can come back anytime if you like. All our devotees, they all can say the same thing as me.
Like, we do consider in future for live also.
They can tell you in Telugu also.
Okay.
Which I didn't. We have, what is Gadadha here? I thought I saw her.